UNFPA and the Swedish government signed a cooperation agreement at the South Sudan Boxing Federation premises on Thursday to highlight UNFPA's support to youth and women in South Sudan. Ademola Olajide is UNFPA's country's representative in South Sudan. He says the donation will strengthen the reproductive health program and response to cases of gender-based violence across the country.
It is important that we work with the people and the government of South Sudan to create an enabling environment where women and men will partner to challenge negative gender social norms and stereotypes, so that optimally men, women, boys and girls will live in a South Sudan where everyone can prosper.
Thomas Brundin, the ambassador of Sweden in South Sudan, says his government wants to ensure the vision of access to sexual and reproductive health to every woman, girl and youth in South Sudan is achieved.
Because we do know the challenges of South Sudan with conflicts, flooding, droughts, corruption, and that it's characterized by severe gender inequalities, traditional harmful norms and practices, and high development needs. And then coupled with a weak and many times inaccessible health system, women, girls, and youth risks a lot regarding maternal mortality, unintended pregnancy, child marriages, and other forms of sexual and gender-based violence.
An interagency data indicates that South Sudan's maternity mortality rate ranks as one of the highest in the world, with 789 deaths, 100,000 births. Precious Arcangelo is a young South Sudanese woman living with visual impairment. She says UNFPA support comes handy to people living with disability in the country.
I like the way they formed the Youth Advisory Panel, which is inclusivity, which there is people with disability in it, which they can know that how fine is to be a youth and how good is to work together as youth. And I would like to appreciate them because they have done a lot in our lives. They have built the capacity of people with disabilities and even youth.
Anna Taker, the focal person for the South Sudan Football Association, says female national football team, the Bright Starlet, says the continuous support from UNFPA have improved the capacity of female footballers who are ready to represent the country at the international tournaments.
Women are no more materials of a second thought as it was back in the years. Women are notable humans who deserve nothing less but a better and life full of respect and dignity. The women of the 21st century have the ability to strive for change and evoke development only if they're given spaces, just as our partners, the UNFPA, have granted to us.
The Sweden government has been working with UNFPA since 2013 to reduce the cases of preventable maternal death, family planning, gender-based violence, and some harmful practices in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shepai in Juba.